From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Bush again took to the airwaves today, urging those in Congress to settle their differences and move forward on a $700 billion financial rescue package. The president, speaking before the stock market opened, said despite yesterday's failure by the House to approve a bill, it is, quote, not the end of the legislative process. And Mr. Bush vowed to keep pushing for a solution.
If our nation continues on this course, the economic damage will be painful and lasting.
Optimism that Congress may be moving closer to a solution gave the financial markets a lift. One day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its single biggest one-day point drop ever, losing 777 points, there was a relief rally today on Wall Street, with the Dow getting back more than half those losses. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 485 points, a 4.7% gain. Today, the NASDAQ rose 98 points. The S&P 500 closed up almost 58 points today. Even with Wall Street's optimism, New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg says he doesn't expect Congress to agree on any major changes to the rescue package voted down by the House. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
As a lead Senate negotiator, Judd Gregg has been in the thick of the bailout talks from the beginning. Speaking this morning, Gregg predicted that any move to significantly change the plan would be a non-starter.
Can it be adjusted dramatically? No. Can it be adjusted at the fringes to give people political cover? Well, I suppose so, but it's hard to believe that people need cover in order to cast that type of a vote.
Gregg says he understands the public's distrust of Washington and Wall Street, but argues that without the rescue proposal he likens to a tourniquet, the economy will continue to weaken. Gregg added that spending up to $700 billion to buy up bad assets could end up making the government money. He pegs taxpayer losses in yesterday's market plunge at over $1.3 trillion. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
Despite a roller coaster week on Wall Street and the collapse of high-profile financial institutions, consumer confidence ticked up slightly in September, NPR's Scott Newman reports.
By the numbers, Americans were slightly more upbeat about the economy in September. But the numbers are a bit misleading. Firstly, while the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index posted an ever-so-slight increase from August, it still hovers near a 16-year low. Secondly, and more important, the figure is out of sync with the latest dramatic events on Wall Street. The data was compiled a week ago, before the full brunt of the financial sector meltdown was known. Meanwhile, consumers have plenty else to focus on. Home equity continues to plummet. The Case-Shiller Housing Index, just out, shows housing prices falling at their steepest rate in years. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures ended the session higher. Futures were up $4.27 a barrel to end the day at $100.64. This is NPR. An Alaska judge is now scheduled to hear arguments on whether to halt an abuse of power investigation involving Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. The investigation centers around allegations that while Governor Palin acted improperly, ousting her public safety commissioner after he resisted pressure to fire a state trooper who'd been involved in a messy divorce with her sister. The judge has scheduled a hearing after five state Republican lawmakers filed a lawsuit claiming the investigation by the Alaska legislature has been tainted by partisan politics. Efforts to produce more oil shale in the U.S. could move forward after tonight. Steve Zelaznik of member station KDNK explains.
Oil shale in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming is estimated to hold more energy than Saudi Arabia. The federal government created draft rules this summer, but Congress banned those rules from being finalized. That ban expires tonight, so the federal government can move ahead with commercial leases. But energy companies haven't found a technology that works. Democratic Senator Ken Salazar of Colorado says too many questions are unanswered.
How much water is going to be consumed by commercial oil shale development? How much energy is it going to take to heat up the oil shale in place? Where is that energy going to come from? None of those questions have been answered.
The federal government is expected to issue final regulations in December. It could be years before any leases are granted. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zelaznik in Carbondale, Colorado.
Federal prosecutors say they'll take a look at a fatal shooting carried out by police in New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The U.S. attorney says his office, the Justice Department, and the FBI are examining the case. At issue is an incident where seven city police officers are accused of gunning down several men on a bridge. Survivors of the incident say the individuals were not armed and crossing to get food. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。